Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
While the overall presentation and handling of a certain American nightmare had most definitely helped improve WWE's chances of luring some of the most talented free agents and talents reaching the end of their current deals on the market to the sports entertainment juggernaut in recent times, the recent resignation slash retirement of the real head of the table appears to have changed the game entirely, hasn't it? And with many ex-WWE slash NXT talents reportedly praising this changing of the guard, and no doubt weighing up the idea of giving their former workplace a second chance now that the King of Kings is perched on the throne, it now feels like only a matter of time before the Cerebral Assassin starts to evolve his newly inherited roster. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 8 wrestlers Triple H will sign for WWE. Number 8, Bronson Reed. Upon making a significant splash on Black and Gold TV after picking up his first piece of WWE gold in the form of the North American Championship, Bronson Reed, aka Jonah, appeared poised to carry that momentum straight onto either Monday or Friday nights, fitting the monstrous wrecking ball bill and then some. Whilst also being a marketable international face folks Dan Ando would happily get behind, news of the athletic powerhouse strutting his stuff in numerous tryout matches during SmackDown tapings made his call-up to and excelling on the main roster feel almost inevitable. But in a typically inexplicable Vinnie Mac development, Reed soon wound up on the outside looking in as he joined the numerous talented souls being abruptly released from the company in August 2021. However, while he clearly wasn't McMahon's cup of tea, Jonah's reveal post-release of the game claiming Bronson, you are money, after his aforementioned secondary NXT title win, suggests that Trips was one of the star's most vocal supporters in the lead-up to his exit. And if the new head of WWE Creative has it his way, the one-time Impact and now New Japan Pro Wrestling man's return may just be a case of when, not if. Number 7, William Regal. Maybe the most shocking departure from the WWE machine during recent times came about with the reveal of none other than NXT general manager and all-around developmental guru William Regal being told his time was suddenly up in January. Said exit was clearly provoked by the wholesale changes being made to the game's NXT brainchild at the time, with Regal himself even admitting he was expecting it from the second the developmental landscape began to shift towards all things 2.0. And while the Brit appears to be having the time of his life over in AEW as he heads up the Blackpool Combat Club, it's no secret how much respect Regal has for Trips. And you have to assume the one-time NXT leader would move mountains to get the band back together again, as he attempts to put his own unique stamp on an increasingly stale WWE roster and product in general. Number 6, Jonathan Gresham. Even just a few short weeks ago, the idea of the then reigning Ring of Honor world champion suddenly trading the chance to test himself against some of the most exciting talent currently plying their trade under the ROH or AEW banners for all things WWE would have been the stuff of ridiculous fantasy. But my oh my, has the landscape shifted. First of all, Jonathan Gresham ticks all the boxes for a peak era NXT Triple H hire, boasting freakish in-ring ability and buckets of experience along with a passionate internet following. On top of this, the star has also recently been reported to have expressed frustration with AEW slash Ring of Honor owner Tony Khan in the lead up to his Death Before Dishonor loss to Claudio Castagnoli, with Fightful stating a lack of communication between the company and Gresham leading up to the weekend resulted in him feeling disrespected and ultimately asking for his release. Whether he arrived on the main roster or a developmental show in need of some serious star power, you wouldn't put it past Trips pulling the trigger on a Gresham swoop soon enough. Number 5, Killer Cross and Scarlett. Killer slash Karrion Kross and Scarlett finally felt like the sort of sports entertainment made for main roster combination that Vince McMahon simply could not cock up. But even tailor-made weapons of destruction with more spooky theatrics than a fiendish night at the Funhouse weren't safe in Vinnie Mac's playground. And the once unbeatable NXT champion and his missus were soon dumped out of the company a few short months after the former's Monday night arrival. Like many of the names unceremoniously cut from WWE in recent times, the current CYN worker has gone on record to note how much respect he still holds for Levesque, though, telling CBS Sports he inspired people to be better versions of themselves at work. And with the King of Kings dedicating a sizable chunk of NXT TV time to building Kross and Scarlett as a near-indomitable force to be reckoned with, should Trips feel his upper-mid-card slash main event scene is in need of a refresh, bring in Doomsday back, minus ridiculous Spartan cosplay, of course, maybe at the very tip-top of that list. Number 4, Candice LeRae. The fact Candice LeRae never officially made her way to the main roster, outside of the odd Royal Rumble and WrestleMania Battle Royal appearance, during her captivating 5-year stint in the company is a baffling one to say the least. And it's one that arguably the Poison Pixie's biggest supporter behind the scenes will likely want to put right in the not-too-distant future. With LeRae still not making her presence known in another company in the wake of choosing to part ways with WWE in May, excelling as both a reliable plucky underdog and nefarious chicken shit heel while spearheading the way alongside her hubby, LeRae's recent comments of being too old to rock back up on the current brand of NXT 2.0 also hint at the new mom wanting a shot at the big time should she be offered a chance to return to WWE TV. At just 36 years old, though, the same age as Charlotte Flair, I'll have you know, LeRae clearly still has a ton more to give should the game come a-calling for one of his tried and tested NXT stalwarts. Number 3, Johnny Gargano. And keeping with the way's leading lights, sitting as perhaps the most cherished Triple H guy to ever steal an NXT show, the WWE return of Johnny Wrestling is one most would now happily bet their house on becoming a reality. Gargano himself has been quick to note how, on the back of one of the most respectful exits in recent memory, the door is open, I can go back whenever I want when it comes to WWE in general. And the fact the former NXT and North American champion has still yet to become All Elite, or test himself elsewhere since departing in December, as he embarked on his new journey into fatherhood, speaks volumes about his apparent preferred destination. That being said, how Trips handles fellow one-time NXT darlings like Ricochet and Gargano's former DIY teammate Tommaso Ciampa in the coming months will likely play into Johnny's decision to set foot back on a WWE canvas. But with the game quite happily strapping a rocket to the superworker's back for much of his time in developmental, it's not too difficult to imagine a world where Johnny WrestleMania runs it back with Blackheart on the big stage. Number 2, Samoa Joe. If you needed a reminder of just how highly Triple H regarded the multi-talented Samoan submission machine during his pre-AEW days, your humble presenter points you to the time the game went out of his way to almost instantly rehire Samoa Joe, on the back of the one-time NXT champion and Raw commentator being suddenly let go in April 2021. Not long after his re-scooping of the wrestling gift that keeps on giving, the new head of WWE Creative would admit to Joe being a very smart guy that's very business-oriented, before stating that while still being a valuable commodity in between the ropes, the bigger component is the talent development component that he'll be a big part of. Simply put, Levesque had some rather big plans for the veteran going forward, seeing him as a vital cog in the development of the next generation of WWE wrestlers before he was unceremoniously let go in January. But with the current ROH TV champion happily declaring you can never say never when discussing a potential return to WWE recently, there's a strong chance Trips will be in the market for his one-time protege when his AEW contract reaches its conclusion. Number 1, MJF. The idea of AEW contract rebel Maxwell Jacob Friedman kissing goodbye to Tony Khan's empire, while intriguing, often felt a touch unrealistic a few months back, due to WWE's PG nature not exactly lending itself to the salt of the earth's unfiltered shtick, and Vince McMahon's habit of fumbling exciting new talent. Fast forward a few months, however, and everything from Cody Rhodes' presentation as an out-and-out main eventer, the impending move back into TV-14 waters, and McMahon's sudden exit appeared to have set the stage for MJF to completely shake up the industry in 2024. Along with being a seismic blow to the competition, MJF's all-round package and young age make him the sort of tantalizing prospect that Trips could build his new era of WWE around for years to come. Simply put, with each passing month and development, one of AEW's four pillars passing up on the All Elite branding for a chance at becoming WWE's new TV-14 poster boy is now becoming increasingly more likely. MJF is better than just about everyone else out there, and Trips knows it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.